Well, now to Pakistan, where warplanes are targeting insurgent hideouts near the border with Afghanistan. Army officials say they've killed more than three dozen suspected militants in the latest attack. And these airstrikes come as Pakistan has been trying to negotiate a peace deal with the Pakistani Taliban, part of an effort to end years of fighting that has claimed thousands of lives. This ongoing conflict is a sign of the deep divide between theocracy and democracy in Pakistan, as the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
All over the world now, there are programs to de-radicalize jihadis, and this is the leading institution in Pakistan to do that. It was created after the problems in the Swat Valley, where the militants basically took control and then the army cleared the valley in 2009. And they've got this effort here to re-educate some of the people who are involved in the fighting. And I'm with a major now who has worked here for, I think, a year and a half or a couple of years, something like that. So what are you trying to do here?
We are just trying to de-radicalize children apprehended from the terrorists. We are trying to show them the true picture of society. We are trying to show them the true picture of the religion in order to make them lead their normal lives.
And you normally have around 50 students, something like that, at any one time. How long does it take before you say, right, it's time to reintegrate into society?
Okay, that is done by the psychiatrist staff. They keep on analyzing the boy, and once they find him suitable to be reintegrated into the society, then we carry out certain de-radicalization ceremony.
So it could take a month?
It can take 2 years, 3 years.
Can we meet some of the students, do you think? Some of the people you've got here?
Yeah, sure, you can meet. This class is of Urdu class.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. You're the teacher here, sir?
Yes, I am teacher here.
And you've got four students today, so let's have a chat if we can. Who doesn't mind talking to the BBC? I can see shy smiles. And how are you? All okay. So tell me, how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
And where do you come from?
Momandijansi. I'm from Momandijansi.
So that's quite near here. And how long have you been here?
This is my third year.
Third year? So you came here when you were 15. And why did you come here? What happened?
Before coming to the school, I was an active Taliban member, and then Pakistani military captured me and they brought me to the school, and since then I am studying here.
How old were you when you joined up with the Taliban?
I was 14 years old. I spent a year with them.
Why did you decide to join up with them?
I was studying in a madrasa. There we were taught that the Talibans are spreading good religious education. So we were motivated, and that's how we joined.
What were you doing when the army picked you up?
I was in Peshawar buying some religious books for my madrasa. I talked to my teacher on the phone, and after that phone call, I was arrested.
Now, you've been here 3 years. What have you learnt about Islam that was different from when you were with the Taliban?
I can tell you that there is a famous, very famous verses from the Holy Quran which says that if you kill one innocent human, it means you kill the entire humanity. And if you save one, you save the entire humanity. Here, the narration that they give us is proper, but the same thing that we were taught in the madrasa where I was totally different, you know.
Thank you very much. Now, Major, that's very interesting listening to that. Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
There is a debate in the West, and I think here too, about whether young men like that are driven to this jihadism by poverty or by religion or by manipulation, or, you know, what happens to them to make them join up at the age of 14 with the Taliban?
It is religious, it is social, it is economic. You cannot just say that only religious factor was the motivating factor. 60% of these students, they belong to the poor family background. So all the factors, they contributed towards what they are today.
And when you work with them, do you find it's quite easy to talk them out of militancy? I mean, they're quite easily persuadable.
It is their age. They are young. Their mind is so naive. Even if I would have been at their place, I think I would have been easily persuaded.